The brackets for the NCAA basketball tournaments, men's and women's, have been announced. Defending men's champion Syracuse is only a fifth seed in its region, and two-time defending women's champion Connecticut, surprisingly, was relegated to a second seed in its region. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
The four number one men's seeds are Kentucky, Duke, Stanford, and St. Joseph's. You surprised by St. Joe's?
A little bit surprised because they were undefeated going into their conference tournament and then got hammered in their first game by Xavier. They were actually behind by 37 points during that game. And given the committee's general bias against mid-majors, even though they say a bad performance in a conference tournament doesn't wipe out your regular season, I thought they might drop St. Joseph's to number two and put Oklahoma State, which won the Big 12 tournament, at the last number one spot. But for once, they stuck to what they say they're going to do, and I think St. Joseph's is a deserving number one.
Who are some of the non-number ones who have a chance to get to the Final Four?
Well, certainly Oklahoma State, which has been a very hot team the last month and is coached by Eddie Sutton, who most people think coached in the first NCAA tournament in 1939, although he was actually born 4 years before that. Connecticut is, I believe, when healthy, the most talented team in the country, as I believed all season. And Emeka Okafor, their star center's back, now appears to be healed. I think they have a great chance to beat Stanford and come out of what is now called the Phoenix region, because we can't call them by East, South, Midwest, and West anymore. And I also think you have to watch out for both Mississippi State and Cincinnati in the region that Duke's number one in, the Atlanta region, and I would love to see Gonzaga make the Final Four.
Who's on the outside looking in this morning? Who has a legitimate beef?
The one team you look at right away is Utah State, which was 25-3, 17-1 in their conference. They were upset in their conference tournament, and when you're a mid-major and you get upset in the conference tournament, you have to hope the committee is nice to you. Southern Illinois was in the same situation. They made it in as a 9 seed. Utah State ends up on the outside looking in. The last two teams in, Bob, were Brigham Young and Texas El Paso. I wonder if the committee didn't say we owe one to Brigham Young because we messed up last year and had them playing their second round game on a Sunday and had to change their site to get them to Thursday, Saturday, so maybe we owe them a break and put them in the field.
You have a low-seeded dark horse and maybe a favorite story.
Well, my favorite story, Bob, is Air Force, which hasn't been in the tournament for 42 years, first winning season since 1978. The committee showed a little bit of a sense of humor sending them to play North Carolina. Do you know why?
No, John, why?
Because North Carolina and Air Force are the only two colleges that Dean Smith coached at. He began his coaching career as an assistant at Air Force. Low seeds, everybody's going to love Manhattan over Florida. Another one to watch is Princeton, running that Princeton offense against Texas.
And how can the Connecticut women not be a number one seed?
Well, they actually lost 4 games this year, Bob, which is 3 more than they lost the last 2 years combined. So they dropped to a number 2 seed. But don't lose a lot of sleep for Gino Auriemma's team, because in women's basketball, the road to the Final Four literally goes through Connecticut. They will play all their games before the Final Four in Connecticut, assuming they get there, along with Tennessee, Duke, Penn State, the other favorites.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, bye.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose upcoming book is Caddy for Life, the Bruce Edwards story.